Okay, Ollie, I suppose Wexford were clinical in front of goal tonight, and that perhaps was the difference between the teams in the end.
Yeah, they certainly took their chances. We probably didn't take, you know, the chances that we got, and that's basically it in a nutshell. I thought we actually played quite well. We played some decent football. I'd say two thirds of the possession, with a lot of set pieces and that, and then they got one after about 25 minutes, a question mark whether it was a free kick, and Furlong, who's clinical and he's a bit of quality about him, he finished it. I think he took a deflection off the wall, and it kind of resumed with us on top. And again, we didn't clear our lines just before half time, and we missed a header at the back post here, where Andy Mulligan got in front of Josh Maley, and that was 2-0, a completely different game to what it, you know, had been. And similar in the second half, we went out and tried to play. We threw caution to the wind, a fair extent, got one back, a great goal from Kevin. And then Tony McNamee, who was probably one of our better players tonight, he got caught. I think the ball went under his foot, and they broke again. And Mulligan, who's a decent player also, he finished the third. And after that, it was an uphill struggle. But, I think, as I said to him there, at the start of the year, we weren't playing as well as that, and giving away no chances, and scraping out a draw or a 1-0 win. Tonight, we played a lot of football, but we made mistakes and got caught. So it's difficult to get the balance,
Yeah, it is. And there's no doubt about it. Harps have been winning matches this season, which perhaps before maybe would have ended in draws or even defeats. And that's a game tonight where you guys bossed the game, you dictated the play, but you just weren't able to find the net often enough from those chances.
Yeah, that's... We had a lot of, I'd like to know how many corner kicks. I didn't do the stats on it, but we had a hell of a lot of corner kicks and free kicks. They, were very limited in their chances, albeit away from home. But they had a bit of quality, as you said, with Furlong. Keenan as well is a bit of strength and quality up front. And Andy Mulligan, who came from both of them, he took his chances very well. We probably didn't take our chances with that quality. And we probably had more of them, certainly more as regards, possession and half chances in it. But I can't fault them. I normally would be more critical than what I am at the moment. But look, they wanted to play. They went out and played. Some of their passing was good. Some of their movement was good. Great energy, great endeavour.
Just in relation to the chances that you created and the fact that there was no Rory Keating tonight, Harps supporters might be wondering what the situation is with him, and do you need a wee bit of strengthening up front?
Oh, we love strengthening everywhere at Dermot, but that's easier said than done. Rory and Regan at the moment look like they're going back to Sligo Rovers at the end of June, which is the window. So it looks like Rory and Regan will be taken back with them and be playing with them for the rest of the season. So we have, with Garvin, who came on there and did quite well, with Kevin, with Wilfred, we'd be looking at, getting another striker in of, Oisín McMinimum has come in. If Oisín can step up to it, he'd be great. But we're still looking. Yeah, we're still looking to see can we strengthen all over the field, Dermot, but that's easier said than done. It's not for the lack of trying it as regards, nobody's going to hand you a player, but a lot of phone calls, with a lot of different clubs to see can we get any extra little bit of quality in. So far that hasn't happened, but we still have till the end of July to try and get it sorted. But there is limitations in who we can get in that manner.
Okay. Positives to take from tonight, Ollie. There are plenty of them, and one important factor is the fact that you're sitting top of the table at the halfway stage, and you would have loved to be in that position kicking off at the start of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As I said before, it doesn't matter really where you are halfway through the season, Dermot. I think after tonight's results, we're still top. I'm not quite sure because I'm not one that goes checks results bar our own. Look, it doesn't matter where you are at the halfway point. We went to Wexford 8 weeks ago. We won a very tight game, 1-0, and I don't think Wexford panicked too much. They've turned us over 3-1 in a relatively tight game as well, in different kind of ways tonight. We're not going to panic about that. We've 14 games to go, starting a fortnight time up in Shelburne. Hugely difficult place to go. If we can be in the running in the very last game of the season here against Wexford, we'd be thrilled. But it's a long way. It's a marathon. It's relentless week in, week out. So, look, we're top of the table, as you're out there telling me. Still, you'll take that halfway through. Very disappointing. Probably very frustrating tonight, having played quite well and then made mistakes that were capitalised, but that's the quality Wexford have, and fair play to them. You know, we came away from Wexford 8 weeks ago and a 1-0 win in a very tight game. They've come away 3-1, and well done to them, and fair play. We'll play them two more times.
Yeah, and will you make use of the break now, Ollie? What's the plans for the next couple of weeks?
They have basically the week off as regards they're free to go. If they wish to go on holidays or go to the families, they have a programme from Michael Black as regards a fitness programme to maintain it over the week. Some of them are actually in together with Michael and are doing a session with them. So that type of way won't be a problem. We're back in on Sunday. We're playing up in Carramina against Inishowen League in a friendly, which will get us back in on the Sunday. We'll be in again on Monday, Wednesday, and then we go to Shelburne. And I don't think our fitness is a problem, and I don't think they're going to lose any of it in the week off, Dermot, no.
And can I ask you as well, Ollie, just one other point. This game was in some doubt tonight, right up until kick-off, because of a situation with the pitch that the referee was a wee bit concerned about the state of the pitch. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Absolutely no comment, Dermot. I would be afraid that my comments might be interpreted the wrong way. I think, you know, I certainly have been in League of Ireland pitches that may not have come up to the high standard that we've had here tonight, and I would like to pay compliments to our ground staff who have worked their backside off to get this pitch right since we played Longford. I think that's enough comment, Jeremy, than that.
Okay.